Episode 103, How to Live a Zero-Waste Lifestyle Frugally.
Welcome to the Frugal Friends Podcast, where you'll learn to save money, embrace simplicity, and live a richer life. Here are your hosts, Jen and Jill.
Welcome to another episode of the Frugal Friends Podcast. My name is Jen.
My name is Jill.
And we are talking all about zero waste, eco-friendly living today. It's always been a benefit of frugality. And so now we're kind of going to talk about it in and of that it is the main goal and how to fit frugality around an eco-friendly lifestyle.
Yeah. So good summary.
Yeah.
I'm excited about the articles and the tips we've got.
Yes. And I'm going to share some personal details in this episode because this is one that really hits home for me.
Yeah.
Yeah. So I'm excited. We've done a lot of listener requests and this was a me request. I put this in here because I wanted it. Yeah. Because I had these questions and so now I'm answering them.
Perfect.
Yeah.
Yes. I think it's another version of frugality that along the lines of how minimalism intertwines with frugality, zero waste intertwines with it. I would not say that I live a zero waste lifestyle, but I'm definitely intrigued by it and learning more about it too, even through like researching this episode. So
yeah. So I'm excited to get into these articles. But first, our sponsors.
Empower. You've heard us talk about this one. It's an awesome mobile app and it is jam-packed with features that help make managing your money easier. So with Empower, you can set monthly and weekly spending limits through its budgeting feature, and it analyzes your spending to auto-save small amounts of money to boost your sinking funds. So many great things. What makes Empower really unique is its high yield checking account and direct access to their financial coaches. So if you have a question, you can text them. You don't even have to call them because who wants to do that? Who calls anymore? It's 2020. They'll answer you with a text during normal hours when people are awake. So it has a ton of really great features. If you like the sound of that, download Empower from the App Store. Use the offer code Frugal, F-R-U-G-A-L, and Empower gives you a $5 bonus once you reach your savings goal.
And our other sponsor today is Earth Day.
Woo.
Every April, we celebrate the planet we live on and its environment. This year, we celebrate the 50th official Earth Day by posting eco-friendly quotes, heartfelt posts on Facebook, and going to a free event with a folk band. Whatever you choose to do, remember, you only have one Earth to live on, so take care of it, because it takes longer to get to Mars than we originally thought.
I was going to say something about Mars, like, well, there is always Mars, but there you go. You debunked that one.
Yeah. So take care of your Earth. Yes. And one of the ways to do that is by reducing your waste, especially your plastic waste. I don't know if you know this, Jill, but
probably not.
There's a like a swirling vortex of plastic in the ocean, like off the coast of California, that is supposedly bigger than the United States.
What?
Yeah, that is a thing I saw a picture of.
it's a meme that I made.
And I saw it in a documentary. So I saw it two places.
Whoa.
So it must be true.
Right.
But
two times the charm.
Right. Regardless of how big it is, it exists.
Yeah.
And if we want to keep preserving the Earth that we live on, because we're not getting to Mars in our lifetime.
No, unfortunately not.
So we have to be aware of what we're doing. And it doesn't have to be expensive to do so.
Right. Well, if anything, I think it is the frugal option, which is there's so many benefits to frugality, this being one of them. And there's so many tips in here that coincide with what living a frugal lifestyle means. And especially for those who are concerned about living an eco-friendly lifestyle, you can take it up a notch and then reap the financial benefits of it.
Yes. So our first article is from Hestia Speaks, and it is How to Go Zero Waste on the Cheap, or as we would say,
On the frugal.
On the frugal or on a budget. On the
flippity flop frugal.
On the flippity frugal. And she had a lot of great tips how to make zero waste affordable.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, this was a good article for me too, to even understand more about what the goals of zero waste are and what that specific lifestyle means. Certainly it does intertwine with minimalism and frugality and sustainable living. But I mean, it's not too hard to grasp that it's talking about limiting the amount of waste that we create, not throwing as much away, mm-hmm. not buying into this kind of throwaway culture that we live in. And so she gives tips for sustainable living on a budget, because certainly, as with anything, you could spend a lot of money. Mm-hmm. Just being minimal does not necessarily mean that you're being frugal. It can. Just being zero waste does not mean that you're being frugal, because you could spend tons and tons and tons of money on all of the things that you need to make your own products, to have sustainable things, to have reusable things. And in the long run, a lot of those things do save you money, mm-hmm. but you could get really carried away in like what you think you need.
Yeah, trying to buy your way to green.
Mm-hmm. Yes. Yeah, that's a good way of mm-hmm. summarizing it. So anyhow, we're going to share with you our top tips, but certainly check out the article for more.
Because there's a lot more
yeah. than what we're going to go through. So the first one she mentions is glass jars and how reusable and multi-purpose glass jars can be. And I love the tip that she says in here. I think sometimes we want the Instagram perfect photo of all of our pantry items and fridge items organized in glass jars that mm-hmm. are beautiful. And yes, that does do something for me, but encouraging us to reuse what we have. So if you get pasta in a jar, don't just throw away the jar because the pasta sauce is gone. Reuse it for something. Clean it out, take the label off, and reuse it to store your dried pantry items or coffee or fill in the blank. Mm-hmm. So I like that tip. I utilize reuse jars a lot of times to give flowers to friends. Like mm-hmm. once, pasta sauce is empty or you name it, as a vase. So I'm not going out and purchasing vases every time I want to give a gift.
Yeah. And I love, she also mentioned that you could just go to people's recycling bins and yes. pull jars out of there.
Instead of dumpster diving, recycle ravaging.
Oh yeah. That's it.
There it is.
So I love
the cover
that tip.
Of night.
You can find really cool jars that way. You don't have to just live with the lame jars that you buy.
Exactly.
Find cool jars.
What did you like, Jen?
I loved the obviously the meal planning tip. Mm-hmm. So we talk about meal planning a lot as a way to reduce your wasted food. Mm-hmm. And so she gives it as a tip. You will buy less if you mm-hmm. meal plan, you will waste less, you will ultimately save money. But it's not even about saving money. For people who want to live an eco-friendly and zero-waste lifestyle, buying less of what you don't need, buying in fewer quantities, mm-hmm. helps keep agriculture sustainable. Mm-hmm. Because we throw away so much food. These farms, whether it's wheat, corn, whatever, or mm-hmm. or dairy cows, chickens, whatever, these farmers are forced to meet demand. Mm-hmm. And so if we will stop wasting food, if we will stop buying a surplus that goes wasted, then we can reduce the amount that they need. We can reduce the size of the farms that they need. We can make becoming a farmer more of a viable profession if farmers don't need these mega farms too. So it's not just for the environment, but it's economical for those people as well. I know my father-in-law owns a farm mm-hmm. and he's like a small-time farmer, mm-hmm. But it's his business. And so it just goes down the supply chain. Like it starts at you, but it does have a bigger impact mm-hmm. if we're all like making these small choices.
And it's friendlier on your budget too. I mean, I would imagine that most people cringe when they have to throw away food that they didn't use. Mm-hmm. Like, who likes that?
Nobody.
You're essentially throwing away money. You're throwing away something that could have been good, but you didn't use it and it went bad. Mm-hmm. And that's sad.
And this may be one of the times where being zero waste isn't as optimizing as frugality, because we like to get the lowest price per ounce, price mm-hmm. per pound. And that means buying larger quantities. Mm-hmm. And sometimes you can freeze those and it's fine, but there's some things that you can't or don't want to freeze. And therefore you sacrifice the lower price per ounce to get the lower quantity.
Yeah, that's a good point.
So that you waste less. And mm-hmm. that's fine.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. Yeah. So kind of along what you're saying, she mentions another tip in here about simplifying your meals. And so not spending on all the fancy olive oils and vinaigrettes and ingredients, but rather really paring down to food that's going to be sustainable and tasty, but not, you know, a mile wide of all these different ingredients that inevitably are going to go bad. Something's mm-hmm. going to go bad and you're not going to be able to use it. And so I love her one tip or example that she uses in here of when she purchases veggies, getting three rather than five. And I can struggle with this in myself. I noticed it recently, like, okay, I'm going to make a pasta salad and I want it to be multicolored. So what do I got to get? I got to get, you know, like 10 different veggies. And in reality, it tastes just as good with three, mm-hmm. whether that's a stir fry or a salad or you name it. I love this kind of shift in mindset of I can get some fewer veggies that still work well together, give a lot of flavor, but not more quantity in my fridge. I mean, also I don't have the space in my fridge that eventually it's going to go bad. Something's going to mm-hmm. get thrown away.
Yeah. You can take every season and just get the same three veggies like every season or like every month and just say yeah. like April is carrots, celery, and onion yep. month. And so we're going to make things that incorporate all these and then pick something else for the next month. Mm-hmm. And it helps speed along meal planning.
Yeah.
And it also helps you solidify recipes that are kind of your go-to recipes, mm-hmm. which speeds up cooking time. Mm-hmm. And it also like helps the environment
yep.
in Yeah.
Which otherwise. Also helps you to eat in season, which I know mm-hmm. we mentioned in a previous episode just about meal planning, but it is more cost effective to eat the produce that's in season. So rather than trying to do strawberries out of season where you're going to pay like double or triple the amount, eat the strawberries when they're in season. Do your root veggies in the winter. Do your berries and, you know, lighter veggies in the summer. And I've even read too that it's good for our bodies to be following the seasons mm-hmm. with what we input, because we need different things when it's freezing outside versus when it's 100 degrees outside. Yep. So all of these things that are already good for us, good for the environment, good for our budgets, like we can be doing
yeah.
and it helps. It's a win-win-win-win-win.
Yes. And it's good for farmers and the people that those farmers employ. I'm obviously like very sensitive to
yeah.
like the business behind food.
Mm-hmm.
But buying in season helps everyone.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
So, and it's good for the environment.
Yeah.
Another thing I liked on this list was to simplify the non-food products you use.
Mm.
So that kind of relates back to minimalism
mm-hmm.
and like, so your makeup products, your yeah. skincare, your bath, anything that you use up to simplify it as much as possible. So
kind of like our Airbnb host.
Oh my God.
Old Spice body wash, shampoo, dish soap. It was so gross.
It was just one.
One product.
One Old Spice bottle in different dispensers in different places around the Airbnb, posing yeah. as different things.
Yeah, that was a gross way of doing this tip. Don't
so
do it that way.
If you're okay with that, yes. like, cool, go for it.
I hate the smell of Old Spice.
Yeah.
I learned find at that Airbnb.
Find a product that can be versatile yes. for you. But you can like also cut out products. Mm-hmm. So maybe you're using like a toner and a face wash and a face something else. Like maybe you just need to change your face wash to something that's like a 3-in-1 or something. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. I don't have a really great skincare regimen, so I can't really speak to that. And I already have a very simple makeup regimen.
You look great. So
I didn't wear
working.
Makeup for a year. So yes. Now I'm super simple with what I wear, but experiment and all the things that you use that are not food. Mm-hmm. Just think about those as well.
Yeah.
Because those sometimes get forgotten. Yeah. Like as we think of them as necessities, mm-hmm. but it's worth like getting creative and not considering them necessities and see how that goes for you.
Yeah. Also the tip on growing herbs indoors. So buying fresh herbs is a decent expense and they can go bad pretty quickly. I mean, I'll be honest, a lot of times I will replace fresh herbs with the dried herbs in recipes just to not purchase the new stuff. But mm-hmm. how much better to grow it yourself and be able to use the fresh herbs but not have to pay for it. And it just is a bit more sustainable that way because then they're not all cut. Like you take what you need as you need it for each recipe and the rest can kind of keep growing mm-hmm. on your windowsill. So love that idea. Plus it's plants in your house and that's mm-hmm. lovely.
Yeah. I personally kill herbs and so that doesn't work for me. But there are plenty of other tips I can follow.
Yes, you do. You use the dry herbs then.
I use the dry herbs, but I use them all up. And I make sure that when I meal plan, I'm trying to incorporate dry herbs, the dry herbs that I have, like into my recipes so they actually get used. And I just mm-hmm. don't have like dry herbs languishing in the back of my pantry forever.
Yes.
So that's something that a lot of people neglect in their pantry is the mm-hmm. herb section. Mm-hmm. But I encourage you to meal plan around your herbs as well.
Yes. Get creative.
The next thing I liked on this list was we talk about this almost every episode. Choose secondhand first.
Yup.
It's really the way to being zero waste.
Yep.
It's the number one way. Mm-hmm. And you don't have to be like confined to thrift stores to choose secondhand first.
Yeah.
There are so many options for getting the things you need secondhand and mm-hmm. saving money on them. Mm-hmm. eBay is a great place to go to find like specialty items.
Yeah.
I love online thrift stores like mm-hmm. ThredUp. We actually have a affiliate link for them. Ooh, nice. You go to frugalfriendspodcast.com/ThredUp. You can get $10 off your first order. No minimum. So you can get like an $11 thing and $10 off of it.
Nice.
So I get clothes from there whenever I need them. You can also do Poshmark and Mercari for clothes. But I found that a lot of those sellers will post the same thing on eBay cheaper because fewer people are going to eBay for clothes. So like always check eBay.
Yeah.
Is the moral of this story. but like also Facebook Marketplace, Craigslist, mm-hmm. OfferUp. Mm-hmm. Check those places first. And if you don't find what you need within a few weeks or a month, figure out if you even need it at all.
Yeah.
And if you really do, if you're really hurting, then go buy it new.
Yeah.
But buy it quality.
Yes.
So that you won't need it again.
That goes to the next tip that when you do buy new, because it does happen sometimes, spend the money on quality. And this is where, and we've talked about this before, the difference between being frugal and being cheap. Being frugal is making wise decisions with your money for sustainability, for your budget in the long run, not just, can I get a deal on this mm-hmm. now? And so yes, you can spend top dollar on something and be making the frugal choice. Those two are not mutually exclusive.
Yeah.
Because, and she uses this example in the article of buying boots and cheap boots because she felt like that's all that she could afford at the time, but then needed to replace them every year. needing a new pair of boots because the zipper would break, or she'd get holes in the soles, or they just weren't working because they weren't quality. And now, having purchased boots that she did spend a lot of money on, but have lasted her over 2 years, and she intends for them to last at least 10 years.
Yeah.
And it's interesting. I had this conversation with a friend recently. We were in a store, like a high-end store, and there was a shirt for $50. And she was like, that's ridiculous. And like, while sometimes I agree, particularly if it's just name brand and it's still lacking quality and you're going to spend that amount. But it also hit me that the night before we had spent well over $50 for four people to go out to eat, not at a super fancy place, but between tip and your food, we spent over $50. And it hit me, like, why are we so okay with spending $50 to go out to eat that happens once for a half an hour, and so averse to spending that amount of money on a shirt that could last us years and years and years?
Wow. Yeah.
What is that? And so I wouldn't say to get a plethora of clothing at top dollar, but why not spend what you would spend out at a restaurant on something that's going to last you more than like a one-time experience? So I'm challenging myself with that, kind of how I approach these things. And I've been conditioned to think that a shirt is worth $5. That's all I should spend on it.
Yeah.
But that, you know, I think we're all at varying degrees of knowledge on kind of the business, as you're saying, behind what we're consuming. But that can perpetuate a lot of exploitation of people, both in the U.S. as well as abroad. So just kind of rethinking where we're spending our money, how we're spending it, and is it sustainable?
So. Yeah, what a huge mindset shift.
Yeah.
And that challenges me as well, because I would also say the same thing if I saw a $50 shirt.
Yeah, yeah. You can get, and this would still go back to used, what is already out there in the world. And I love how this article talks about that. Sustainable living, zero waste is about what is already available. Let's use that first before we create something absolutely new.
Yeah.
And that it's possible to do that.
Yeah. And even if it doesn't last as long as it would if you were buying new, it's still going to last about the same as buying the cheaper version new. Mm-hmm. And you are creating less waste.
Yeah.
So, and that is the goal.
Yep.
The last thing I liked from this one is to host a swap party. So this isn't just a way to get rid of clothes and get a few free things.
Yeah.
But I think it's a really great way to cultivate community.
Yeah.
And to find people that share your values.
I mean, it has the word party in
right,
it. So
right.
We're always going to highlight that one.
Yeah. So hosting a swap party, like Facebook makes it very easy to host events. And you can partner with organizations in your community. I know that there's a mom group that hosts a swap once a month in my area. There is a Buy Nothing group that has recently hosted a few swaps. And they actually did the clothing swaps. 1 week was for like small, medium, large, and then the next week was plus size.
Nice.
So there's ways you can do it. And I think for me, the deeper goal behind it is to meet people and form relationships with people that share your values and your convictions. And to be working together, because sometimes frugality and not going out as much can seem isolating.
Yeah.
And so any opportunity you have to meet people in a small group setting, we should definitely be taking those.
Yeah. Yeah. I love that one. So many more great things in that article, but moving on. So this next article comes from goingzerowaste.com, and she goes through 12 things she stopped buying since Going Zero Waste. Again, with this one, we're not going to go through all of them. I will say, though, I was surprised by a lot of that.
Yes.
I expected certain things to come up of this is what I stopped spending on. And certainly some of those are on this list, but some of them surprised me, and we'll go through it. But I want to start with just a statistic that she gave. And of course, this is at this point, probably from 2019, the statistic. So depending on when you're listening, might change a little bit, but it says that the average American spends almost $5,000 on products that are thrown away every year.
I believe it, because you're not just throwing away food and plastics,
yeah,
but years down the road, you're going to put clothes in the garbage. Mm-hmm. You're going to put socks, accessories. You're going to put toys.
Well, yeah.
There's so many things we throw away that we don't think about.
Well, not to mention just the products that we specifically buy to throw away. They are meant to be disposable.
Yeah.
Your water bottles, your paper products, like anything that you use up is made to be thrown away, which, yeah, it's striking. And $5,000, I mean, as this article mentions, that's a vacation. I would say that's more than a vacation. That's a couple of vacations to spend, depending on where you're going.
Yeah.
But yeah. So anyhow, what stood out to you, Jen, from this one?
Going Zero Waste is one of my favorite blogs right now. She is super practical. She is from America, so all of her advice is catered to America, which is where we live.
Mm-hmm.
So, and there are a lot of Zero Waste bloggers from like UK, Australia, and they kind of like say how to do it there. But I love how down to earth she is, and also balanced, because to go completely zero waste, you kind of have to go off the grid.
So
she's just talking about balanced, realistic ways that normal people can go zero waste.
Nice. Yeah. So numbers 1 through 3 on this list were probably where the shock factor were for me. Or the areas that are most difficult for myself.
I love how you noted them in the outline.
I did.
And you just put 1 through 3. Ah.
That was kind of like how I felt about it. So let me just tell you what those three are. I won't go into super depth, but 1 is paper towels and napkins. 2, tampons and pads. We'll circle back to that. 3, toilet paper. So each one getting more and more shocking as we go down the list. Okay. Well, for starters, paper towels and napkins. Yes, I know. I'm just going to be honest with you. This is a stickler for me. I don't do napkins. Paper towels are my all-in-one. They are my napkin. They are my everything.
Paper towels are Jill's everything. Yeah. And you just have to understand that, Eric.
Listen, no, he's on board with it. He's not the one trying to stop this train. So I do reuse rags. And for the most part, like, I know how to get by, but there are a few circumstances where I'm just like, what would I do instead of a paper towel? And we talked about this in the cleaning supplies episode, I think. And I'm even recalling you mentioning wanting to go cloth napkin. Do I call you out on this? How'd that go?
I have been wanting to go cloth napkin for a long time. And I say it, but that involves me buying the napkins. And I just have a problem with buying things.
Yeah.
It's not a healthy frugality. That is my problem with pulling the trigger on buying things I need.
You can absolutely make it out of old fabric that you have.
I know.
Okay. Well, we'll get there. Yes, it's an aim, but I've got to figure out these couple of things, which one of them I realized is what to do with bacon grease. Paper towels are a must have when there's bacon grease involved. So if anybody's got another tip for me, like, feel free. But, and I think with some of these tips in here, a lot of the people who write about being zero waste are vegan. So where some of this breaks down, in my opinion, is where there's meat products involved that can't be composted and that smell gross if you don't dispose of them properly.
Yeah.
Or would attract animals. So that's still something I have to wrap my mind around. All right, I'm getting too much on a rabbit trail. 2 was tampons and pads. I know we probably are primarily female listeners, but even still, I'll be kind and won't get too much into this. But yeah, apparently there's alternatives to your throwaway options.
There are, and they are becoming so much more popular and more effective, because at first you would get them and they weren't reliable. Mm-hmm. Okay, full disclosure, I've never used one, but I've heard that now there are different kinds that are more comfortable and more reliable.
Wow. So that'll be like a special Frugal Friends episode, like probably a discreet hidden episode on our experience.
Maybe. We do plan on doing an episode on how to save money on like specifically female products.
Oh.
So this will be in there.
Oh gosh, it's in our future.
It will be in our future.
Number three was toilet paper. So, okay, I got a little bit worried when I read this, but then I kept reading and I was like, okay, I feel better. So this author has a bidet attachment to her toilet that she loves.
She does love it.
Uh-huh. And she says,
full post on it.
Yeah. Yeah, there is one. And she does say that they use some toilet paper, but much, much less because of the bidet. So that's, you know, it's an interesting concept because I was afraid she was going to go down the route of reusable toilet paper. And I know that those people... Is that what it's called?
Yeah,
family cloth.
Family cloth or like just cloth, something cloth.
Yeah, that makes me feel weird.
Family cloth sounds the worst.
Yeah, no, that's not something you want to share with your family. So, and I know that there's people out there who do that. I can't say that that's going to be my journey.
The family cloth is a reusable alternative to toilet paper.
Yeah. So, you know, the thing that my mind goes to with all of this is... You are going to be doing a lot more laundry. And so actually looking at the savings of increased water and electric usage because of the increased amount of laundry that you're doing versus purchasing inexpensive paper towels for the few times that you're going to use them. I mean, and especially for us living in a camper and having a tiny washing machine, we would be doing laundry all the time if we were washing our toilet paper. In with our napkins? No.
No. I would say my alternative would be to find plastic-free toilet paper. Yeah. So toilet paper that is made just from paper. And that doesn't necessarily make it decompose easier, but it's from the back end process that it doesn't need plastic.
Yeah.
So that's where you're being eco-friendly. And yes, it will cost more.
Yeah.
And I don't know if Aldi carries it, but that is an option. And it's something for me to write down. Like I could do that. I could spend more on toilet paper if I get to throw it away.
You mean flush it?
Yeah.
Okay. Just checking.
Is this a new thing?
I mean, I know that's what you do in other countries just because their septic systems can't handle the toilet paper, but I didn't know if there was like a reason to do that in America.
I live in Florida and it works just fine.
Okay, good. All right. What do you like on this list?
So
now that we made it through 1 through 3.
Yeah. So number 4 is aluminum foil. And I still use aluminum foil, but I use a lot less because of these two, well, one of these two alternatives she lists, silicone mats.
Yep.
So the Silpat, you can put it on. And I only use it as a way to, it's going to sound so bad, to save the calories from putting oil on things.
Huh?
And because I hate cleaning.
Why does that sound bad? That sounds fantastic.
Okay, it's reasonable. Okay, thank you for validating.
Yes, you're
thank
welcome.
You. And then the other thing she says is beeswax wraps. And that can also help, not necessarily in the oven, but to wrap things. Mm-hmm. So that can also take care of plastic wrap. And honestly, plastic wrap is the worst. Mm-hmm. It's like from Satan. And so getting like a big thing of beeswax wrap might be like a godsend.
Yeah. And they're cute. Beeswax wraps are really cute. They are expensive and I'm not quite sure. I don't have any. My sister does because... She does. Anyhow,
there's animosity there.
No, there's not. It's just she can afford to buy the cute beeswax wraps.
Really digging in deep here.
Yeah, no, I'm really happy for her. it's making it sound worse and worse. I digress. I'm not sure what happens with beeswax wraps eventually. I feel as though eventually the wax, you would need to replenish it. And maybe there's a way to do that, but I'm curious about them.
Yeah, if you've used beeswax wraps for quite a while, let us know in the Facebook group, Frugal Friends Community, and let us know what you think. Or any of these, any zero waste alternatives that you've found that are also frugal, mm-hmm. we would love to hear about it in the group.
Of course.
Another thing that I was surprised to see on here was number six, and that's trash bags. Mm-hmm. So making less waste means you throw away less trash, so you save on trash bags. Mm-hmm. But there's also paper liners made from newsprint, but you're not necessarily throwing away your wet garbage. You're composting it. So that goes in a different place. And again, I mean, sometimes if you eat meat, that can be wet and it has to go in a plastic bag. So for me, I wouldn't get a paper liner, but we've started composting. Mm-hmm. And not in order to plant a garden, but because I learned that the things that we throw away, what I had just assumed, because it was compostable, it would get composted in a landfill somewhere, which is biodegrade. But sometimes the trash is so packed together, especially in cities, that even biodegradable things can't degrade because they are not in a setting to degrade. Mm. And so if more people would take it upon ourselves to compost, we could keep the things that are able to biodegrade, to keep them, you know, degrading, and then lower our impact on trash heaps.
Yeah. Less in your own trash. If you do garden, then it's fantastic for your soil. So lots of good reasons.
And you can give it to people that, you know, garden and stuff. We're just going to probably spread it on our patch of land back there and maybe put some grass down, grass seed.
I did a science project about composting and put it in a container and then put it in my locker and forgot about it for the rest of the year. And then when I was cleaning out my locker, found it. And I learned a lot about composting the hard way. It smells if you don't do it right.
It does. But the thing is that you can do all of your veggies and stuff. And then coffee grounds are nitrogen. So you don't have to like pick up leaves and put it in there. You can literally just like veggies and coffee grounds and like you're good to go.
Good to go. I like that. Good to go.
Yeah. You don't have to think about it too hard with the amount of coffee I drink.
Yeah.
I don't know your life.
So number nine on here is conventional cleaners, and they cite another statistic that American families spend anywhere between $300 to $800 a year on cleaning supplies, just cleaning supplies. So even if you're on the conservative estimate end of that, that's still a ton of money. So ditching your conventional cleaners and finding ways to make your own, or finding all-purpose cleaners that, I mean, do what they say, work for different purposes and not need something for your windows and something for your floors and something for your toilet and something for your tub and something for your sink. And it's like, it can get crazy. And listen to our cleaning episode because we tell you just all about vinegar.
Yeah. And so for some of the things that do actually need chemicals to clean, because I won't say that you can clean, I wouldn't want to clean everything with vinegar. A, it smells. B, I just think some things need chemicals. If your city,
I don't know what you're doing, but I'll take your word for it.
If your city has a place where you can dispose of chemicals, like household cleaners, paints, because you shouldn't be throwing those into garbages. I don't know if you know that, but your city should have a place where you can drop them off. Sometimes the cities at the same place where you drop them off have a little place where you can go in and pick up other people's chemicals for free.
Whoa.
Our city has that.
Wow.
And so we will get cleaning products and like weed eater stuff and like just things that we don't think to buy.
You guys know all the hacks.
We will, I mean, you know, a frugality podcast.
Yeah, I guess I don't need weed killer.
Yeah, but yeah, so check to see if your city or town or wherever has that option.
Nice.
So, and another option you should check to see if they have is
the bill of the week.
This is the bill of the week.
time for the best minute of your entire week. Maybe a baby was born and his name is William. Maybe you paid off your mortgage. Maybe your car died and you're happy to not have to pay that bill anymore. Duck bills, Buffalo Bills, Bill Clinton. This is the Bill of the Week.
Hey, Jen and Jill. This is Andy Hill from the Marriage, Kids, and Money podcast. And I just wanted to share my favorite bill as of late. I am working a new career now, and this summer we have both my wife and I working, and we really had no plans for daycare as the summer rolls around. And so my new favorite bill now is summer camp. I can continue working on my business, and my wife can continue working at her career that she likes now, and our kids can have a fruitful summer and allow us to continue to enjoy our careers. So summer camp is quite pricey, but man, lining up our summer camps and having that completely ready so we can keep rocking and rolling in our businesses is making me feel pretty happy. So that's my favorite bill of the week. Hope you ladies are doing well. Talk to you soon.
Yes. I feel you so strongly, Andy.
I love the genuine laughter, Andy. I just love it. I've got a plan for my kids.
Yes. I've been saying lately that daycare is the best bill I have because I too like to work on my business during business hours. And man, and summer camp, much more fun for kids.
Yeah, kids don't want to be bored in the summer. So,
oh, what I wouldn't have given to be able to go to summer camp.
Is this another one of yours? Like what you missed from childhood?
On today's episode of What Jen Missed from Childhood.
Yes, summer camp.
But somebody did relate with me when we did
our
episode with Caroline Bensel, where I said that I did not get the life-size Barbie. I would not have been able to fit into her clothes anyway, but I didn't have any friends and I wanted a friend or sibling in a life-size Barbie.
Yeah.
And somebody felt me at least on the clothes part.
Yeah. Was that even a part of life-size Barbie? Like that
you could wear her clothes.
Could wear them.
Okay. Yeah, that was a thing.
All right.
For some kids that could fit into them.
Well, thanks Andy. Glad your kids are going to be watched and fully supervised this summer. If you have a bill that you want to submit to us, whether that's sending your kids away to be fully supervised or else, something else,
send it to supervised.
Us. Yeah, visit frugalfriendspodcast.com/bill. Leave us your bill. Mm. And now it's time for the lightning round.
Woo, pew,
really
pew.
Tapped into that part of my voice.
You did, okay. Yes. So today for our lightning round, Jill and I will dive into our favorite frugal swaps.
Yes, we will. Here we go. Deep dive.
Yes.
Okay.
Jill, yours first.
So two in one here. Not whatever. Here you go. Water filter. So really love my water filter. We've got a Berkey and they say it can filter pond water. I haven't gone that far, but any water from hoses so far we've been putting into our Berkey and it always tastes the same. And then I've got a reusable water bottle that I put it in. So I'm not purchasing water and the plastic and the water bottles and the water dispensers. So love that. Also food creativity. And I've been having some fun with this. Like when you get to a level where you kind of enjoy figuring out ways to not throw food away, it's kind of fun. I'm definitely not a pro, but a few of my tricks are when I see that I'm not eating the bananas that I purchased that I thought I was going to eat, but instead I chose chips every time. As they're on their last leg, I quick shove them in the freezer. And then when I'm ready, at some point when the bananas build up over over weeks and weeks of me not eating bananas and chips
instead. And the freezer is entirely bananas. Yes.
Then I make banana bread. This just happened yesterday. I made banana bread and it is really tasty. And now we've got breakfast. Because with banana bread, you don't need like a perfectly ripe banana. You can have a like almost on its last leg banana.
It's better when they're on their last leg.
Yeah. And tomatoes, like my tomatoes were nearly going bad yesterday. So I made bruschetta.
And that bruschetta that we ate
yesterday. Yeah. So just there's different things that if it's like, okay, I still have a lot of this, what do I do? And the internet's great for that. So anyhow, yeah. I've been having fun getting creative with food.
Nice.
Yeah.
Mine would be going back to our first article, glass containers.
Yeah.
So I've been trying to minimize my use of disposable bags, whether that is grocery bag or plastic Ziploc. And using more glass containers. They don't stain as easily as plastic ones.
Yeah.
And so I'll usually use like reheatable leftovers in glass and maybe things that don't stain and I'm not heating up in plastic.
Yeah.
But I bought some of those recently and I have been using them a lot more. And I got ones that are a perfect portion size for a meal.
Yeah.
So that I could like get rid of all of the random plastic ones that I had built up from lunch meat.
Yeah.
So I'm using more plastic containers instead of disposable things.
Which I like. It helps you organize in your fridge. Your fridge looks pretty. And I think with glass containers, you can see through to what the food is and you're more likely to eat it if you know what's inside.
Yes.
Versus all the not translucent plastic that you cover with the foil and it's like, I don't even know what that is. Just leave it there.
Yeah. And then it's bad.
More waste.
Yeah.
Yeah. Another tip, my tip is to learn some simple sewing skills. I've saved a lot of clothing and purses and blankets and you name it just by being able to do some little sewing fixes. And I've even noticed a lot of times people will get rid of quality clothing and donate them to the thrift stores because of maybe a broken zipper or a small tear or a seam kind of coming loose. And if you've got the skills to repair it, then you can get quality clothing at the thrift store or even on a clearance rack at a store because they'll put it on clearance if something's wrong with it. And if you're able to fix it yourself, then that's a really fantastic way of being able to reuse what you already have or be able to purchase used and make it last longer.
Yeah, YouTube is a great place to go to learn simple sewing skills. And maybe one day Jill will give us a video on our YouTube of simple sewing skills.
It was so cute the other night. We were all hanging out and Travis was the one with a little sewing kit on hand because I had some buttons that fell off of a skirt. And so I sewed that back on. And then he had just gotten a sweater from the thrift store that was torn. Like it was a really good sweater, but like the pocket on it had kind of like pulled away from the sweater. So fixed that up. We were just regular homesteading individuals.
All while watching Love is Blind on Netflix.
All while watching trash TV.
Yeah.
Now you know.
Yes. So I love that. And I definitely think that video will be on our YouTube one day.
Yeah. Me sewing.
Yes.
Sewing with Jill.
Sewing with Jill. Sewing by Jill.
Yeah. Okay.
So my last one, and this is so pretty personal for me, not as like what the thing is, but just what it tells me. So convenience food, swapping out like takeout or individually packaged items for more bulk and other like non-plastic covered stuff from the grocery store. Sometimes that stuff does cost more and I'm very tempted. I go for the cheaper one. But I have been saying for years that one of the reasons I love frugality is because it is so environmentally friendly. And I say that and I say that and I write it. And then I look at my bank statements and I look at what's in my like, you know, previous orders from Aldi or Walmart. And I'm not seeing that the places where I'm spending my money is reflecting what I say that I value. Mm. And I think it's so important. I think where we spend says more about what we value than what our mouths say. Mm-hmm. And so realizing that, and it wasn't until I was writing my course, 5 Weeks to 500, where there's a module on finding what you value.
Yeah.
And then when I was writing that and I was deciding what I valued myself, mm-hmm. and I was able to see like my spending is not aligning with what I say I value.
Yeah.
And so I have since been taking steps to spend differently. Mm-hmm. And overall, it has not saved me a ton of money because I've already been living pretty frugally. But it has made me more confident mm-hmm. with the words that are coming out of my mouth. Yeah. So I am like trying to buy, if I do buy something that is packaged, mm-hmm. I buy it frozen, or I buy like multiple like vegetables in a bag. Because mm-hmm. I don't think buying prepackaged food is necessarily bad. Mm-hmm. I think it can save you money. Are by saving you time, mm-hmm. which makes it easier to cook, which saves you money. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. So I've just been purchasing consciously.
Yeah.
So it has, and I bought a bamboo toothbrush.
And yes, you did.
So that, we saw that. So I can compost it.
Yeah, they had numbers on them.
Yeah, I don't know why.
1, 2, 3, 4.
Yeah, I don't know why, but it does. So, so that has been like my biggest swap has yeah. been in the way I'm thinking and the way I'm approaching purchases in making sure that they align more with what I value.
Yeah.
And maybe like eco-friendliness isn't something you value and this is just like not mm-hmm. relevant for you. But I hope if it is something that you value, mm-hmm. that you'll take this information and you will make sure that your transactions align mm-hmm. with anything that you're saying you value.
Yeah.
And that's, I hope, what you take away from today's episode.
Good word.
Yeah.
Thank you all so much for listening. And we want to thank you also for your kind reviews that we do see. We see all of the reviews and we're so thankful for the kind ones on iTunes and Stitcher, like this one. It comes from Jacques Pearl. Great encouragement in a fun way. I love listening to these ladies as I take walks. They can make any financial topic understandable and interesting. Even though I am a teacher in my 50s with an almost paid off house, I still gather little tidbits of information to share with my adult daughter and daughter-in-laws. It's a great encouragement to hear of others doing what we do. Amazing.
Thank you.
I love hearing and knowing that we are where we're joining people.
Yeah.
Like people have said, I'm in the middle of a move and listening, or yeah, I'm on a walk or on my commute to work or while I'm making my kids breakfast. And somebody even mentioned that her 4-year-old is listening to us and yes. like commenting on Jen and Jill. And it's amazing to me. Really, it's a privilege to be invited into these places of your life.
For sure.
So we're so grateful and we're happy to keep providing you with content.
Yeah. So thank you. Thank you for sharing what you want to hear. Thank you for listening.
Yeah.
And thank you for sharing on social media. So we want to kind of thank our friends for reviewing and sharing. So for every 5 reviews or tags we get on Facebook or Instagram, we're going to give away a $10 Amazon gift card.
What? I love gift cards. Same. And Amazon. It's a great place to get all your goodies.
But you have to tag at Frugal Friends Podcast if you're mm-hmm. doing it on Facebook or Instagram, because that is the only way we will see those shares.
Yeah. So you can do that. And you can also continue leaving reviews to enter our drawing. So keep leaving us reviews on iTunes or Stitcher, sending the screenshot of your review to frugalfriendspodcast@gmail.com. That is the piece. You have to email it to us, the review, to get in the running mm-hmm. for a gift card.
If it's tagged anywhere at Frugal Friends Podcast, we'll see it on social media.
Yeah.
So thank you again. And, be kind to your mother and be kind to your mother Earth because Mars is not your mother. Frugal Friends is produced, edited, and mixed by Eric Sirianni.
What? That's amazing. It's not where I expected you to go with that. Wow.
Where did you think it was going?
Well, just something more standard or typical or normal.
Like, when have I been
be
normal?
Be kind to your mother. Be kind to your mother Earth, because Mars is not your mother. I mean, that's t-shirt worthy.
Yeah. I mean, if you want a t-shirt out of it, let me know.
Yes. Oh, there's so many t-shirts we need to create.
We need to make a list in the Facebook group of t-shirts to be created.
That's true. And we could have like our whole wardrobe with Frugal Friends t-shirts. Mm-hmm. They have to be quality and sustainable.
Yes.
With sustainable quotes. Quotes that will never
go out of style. Yeah. Not like references to TikTok. Like,
oh my god!
Follow Frugal Friends on TikTok, which we will never say.
You just said it, but for it's real. Not a real thing.
Right? We do not have a TikTok.
Do that. You can't. You can't find us on TikTok. You will be sorely disappointed for many reasons. One of them being the fact that we're not on TikTok.
Yeah,
we are on Instagram.
We are on Instagram
and YouTube, and all the podcast platforms. So,
but we can't be
you've
everywhere.
Got options.
Yeah.
And okay. A friend in me.
Yeah.
Okay.
Bye.